Welcome to Supernatural Stocks on MoneyWeb with your host, The Finance Ghost. This is your weekly fix of equity analysis designed for stock pickers. Whether local or international, you can expect a mix of news and my ideas about what I'm seeing in the markets. Top Gun Maverick is one of my favorite movies of all time. It is just outstanding. And in a rather poetic touch, it was Skydance Media that brought us that theatrical masterpiece of an aerial ballet with missiles. And Ray-Bans, of course. And today, Skydance has drawn up a mission plan once more, but this time it's focused on how to deliver the promises that they made to the market around their merger with Paramount. Now, after the companies announced their merger in mid-2024, it took until August 2025 for the deal to close, and hence we are nearly 100 days deep into its new corporate life. Of course, the concept of the first 100 days is enshrined in United States politics. As you'll soon learn, a political reference that harks back to Franklin D. Roosevelt is not the worst framework that you can apply to Paramount Skydance. For example, the process to get the deal approved in the US included a long negotiation with the regulators that eventually ended in some rather politically charged concessions. For some time now, I've honestly held the belief that America is just South Africa that went to private school. And before we go into more detail here, it is worth pointing out that this deal is one of many examples of consolidation in the entertainment and streaming space, with Canal Plus and MultiChoice as the obvious local example that we watched play out recently. These deals all have a similar underlying thesis. With Netflix as the shark in the water, all of the smaller fish need to try put alliances in place to stand a chance of surviving. And it's not just Netflix, of course. You get names like Disney, Amazon, even Apple getting stronger in streaming by the day. In the case of regional players like MultiChoice, the best way to compete is by focusing on telling local stories. Sometimes those stories include an oval or a round ball, with sports rights as a core part of the investment proposition. And you should never underestimate the importance of content in languages other than English as well. Canal Plus certainly understands the value of regional content creation engines, as it's hard to see why else they would have jumped through so many hoops to do the MultiChoice deal. Thankfully, the plan to inward list the combined group means that local investors will still be able to participate in that story if they so desire, and if they believe that a turnaround for the owner of DStv is possible. But we aren't focusing on MultiChoice today. Instead, I want to look at the first earnings call held by Paramount Skydance since their deal closed. The CEO of Paramount Skydance is David Ellison, son of Oracle heavyweight Larry Ellison. David's old man helped fund the merger, giving his son an opportunity to bring the family's deep experience in tech to the media and entertainment industry. Now, you just can't keep a good deal-making family down, with Paramount Skydance now in a bidding war to potentially acquire Warner Brothers Discovery, despite the current corporate structure being literally only a couple of months old. And in case you're wondering about that government lens I mentioned, that 100 days, the Ellison link hopefully triggered a thought for you around how close the Oracle founders are to the Trump administration. Remember, Oracle is playing a key role in TikTok's US operations, which is really the only way that TikTok was going to be allowed to continue operating in that market. You can also try this on for size. There's a prospect of Trump's 80th birthday in June 2026, including a UFC fight on the lawns of the White House, a deal that Paramount Skydance is all over. Will it happen? Who knows? We can only assume that if it does, then the much-publicized ballroom will at least be completed before then. Thankfully, they are doing a lot more at Paramount Skydance than just cozying up to the American president and throwing money at the next potential corporate deal. Skydance brings production expertise to the group, and Paramount has a vast content library and a global distribution network, so the merger is grounded in a reasonable overall rationale. And to build on this strong foundation, the group is investing heavily in the lifeblood of any such media group, content. The company has agreed with Activision to bring Call of Duty to the big screen. They've also put in place deals with the team behind South Park and the duo of Matt and Ross Duffer, who brought Netflix one of its all-time biggest hits, Stranger Things. With the final season dropping on Netflix soon, the Duffers are now free to do something else. And that something will take the form of a 4-year deal to create film, TV, and streaming projects after April 2026. Speaking of Netflix, it really is the template company in the industry right now. Netflix has shown us the power of original content combined with vast distribution and excellent tech. The distribution takes time to build, while the other two, content and technology, are the key ingredients on the journey to achieving such scale of distribution. To unlock the capital required for this investment in their business, Paramount SkyDance will be looking for cost efficiencies wherever they can find them. Their run rate target has been increased from $2 billion to $3 billion. Numbers like these get thrown around like they are nothing, mainly because a 2 and a 3 don't sound like much. But let me put it for you differently. The targeted savings are 50% higher than before. And it means an additional $1 billion, that's billion with a B, in savings that they are looking to find. Or around 17 billion rand in increased guidance alone, taking the total expected run rate savings to roughly 54 billion rand. Now these are massive, massive numbers that I can put into context for you in an incredibly convenient way. Paramount SkyDance is looking to achieve run rate savings that are equal in value to the entire multi-choice deal that Canal Plus just went through. They are essentially looking to remove a multi-choice based on market cap from their expense base. And of course, I'm mixing my drinks here on purpose to show you just how big this is, because there's a huge difference between the market cap of one company and the cash expenses of another. And I really hope this just gives you a sense of scale in that US market. The deep experience in tech that the Ellison family will bring to the transaction will be on full display as well. The company plans to unify the three streaming services into a single system. Now, this should do wonders for their recommendation and ad engines, areas that have certainly been strengths for Netflix. They've also got a decent base to build off. Paramount Plus has 79 million subscribers, and with the immense effort they are putting in here, it would be brave to bet against that number increasing. Over at Netflix, they don't even disclose their exact number of subscribers anymore, but we do know that they are over 300 million. And for some additional context, Disney has 132 million subscribers. There is a long way to go at Paramount SkyDance. There's also quite the sell-off taking place in AI stocks at the moment, with Oracle having shed more than 30% of its value in the past month alone. Will that impact the amount of financial support that might be able to flow into Paramount SkyDance for more transactions, like the Warner Brothers Discovery one? Will it impact the amount of attention that Larry Ellison can actually give to drumming up support for his son from financiers? Such is the curse of being a billionaire's son. Everyone thinks that you can do things because of who you are. But also, everyone thinks that everything is because of who you are. I guess there has to be some downside for David Ellison for being in a position where he can do transactions like these backed by his dad. He will certainly have to prove himself as a standalone CEO. And there's no shortage of ambition here. This is going to be a particularly fun story to keep an eye on as yet another great example of consolidation in the entertainment and streaming industry. A necessary step because of the monster that is Netflix. There's no such thing as an opportunity without risk, and these are merely my opinions on the stocks covered herein. Make sure that you do your own research, form your own views on the market when doing anything in your portfolio. Nothing in supernatural stocks should be taken as advice.